Blog Talk Radio.
Together in unity once again around the spectrum.
Father God, for we know that this earthly place is not our home, God, but that you have prepared in waiting a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, but you are its builder and you are its architect. But until you crack that cloud one historic day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay tonight. Lord, I want you to just allow me to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' righteous name. And we shall all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just so delighted to be able to come into the studio tonight and just bring you a divine word of God. Because I know that this world is in an uproar. And I tell you, I was just moved. God moved me with compassion last night to ask all of you, all of my friends, all of my extended church family, to all the prayer warriors, just to pray for us, to pray in unity for our world, for our country, for our nation. Because we know that the satanic force and the evil one, we call him Satan, we call him Lucifer, he's on the loose. And he's trying to destroy, he's trying to kill and to steal, hallelujah. And he's trying to just suck them, each and every one that he can, that will just, you know, adhere to his command. But we know as long as we keep our prayer petition before God, that God hear us when we pray. And so our theme on tonight is, what does it take to win your love for me? God. I want to say that one more time. What does it take to win your love for me? God. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you, God gave me that. It just sent off all kind of signals when God gave me that. You know, I said, my God. You know, God just so awesome. And just like I always watch state, you know, when we don't know what to say, God will give us what to say at the right time. God is never late. Nor does he sleep, nor does he slumber. Hallelujah. And we will be taking our key scripture from the law of Jeremiah 32:27. And it reads like this. It says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That reading is coming out of the law of Jeremiah 32:27. And I just want you to just get close to your radio dial, because I have something that I want to read to you that God had placed on my heart. And I just got my tablet and my pen, and I started to write as God gave me the ability to do so. And in his instructions, God told me to write concerning the theme on tonight, and that's, what does it take to win my love for you? And we know that in this time and era in which we live, we have a lot of people that, you know, they don't know what to believe. They, you know, they are just, some of them is doubtful, but some of them probably have reason to doubt, you know. But I can just tell you of certainty that it's not an individual on this planet that God has not worked out a miracle in your life at some point in time. And so God told me to tell you, those of you that don't believe that God exists, those of you that don't believe that God lives in heaven, those of you that just don't, you know, believe and say, well, you know, you got to show me, because I will not believe it unless you show me. But God says, blessed is those that have not seen, but yet believe. And so God told me to tell you, he said, I've watched over your children as they go to and fro, over the dangerous highway and byway. Hallelujah. And he told me to tell you, he said, I have extended your parents' life. He said, I could have very well called them unto myself. He said, but I allowed them a little while longer. I allowed them more of a lifespan here on planet Earth. And then he said, to tell you, he said that I have kept your children from being removed from your home. He said, for I knew it would be too much for your heart to handle. I allow the children to remain with its parents versus being permanently separated from their loved ones, says the Lord of hosts. He said, while your workplace was laying off patrons, hallelujah, from their jobs, he said that they each had been given pink slips. And he said, I passed over you and I gave you favor. He said, I allowed you to remain at your job where your recipient was being laid off. Yet God allowed you to remain at your workplace. All right, God told me to tell you. He said that the doctors had diagnosed you with prostate cancer. Hallelujah. But he said, with my healing power, he said, I have removed all traces of the deadly disease. He said, showing you that I'm the great physician of all time. He said, I had shown unto you many miracles. And he said, I've showed you miracles after miracles, yet you do not believe in me. He said, I died for you and the whole universal to establish my love for you in blood, sweat, and tears. He said, I died a death that you or anyone couldn't take, even if you had tried. You couldn't make the grave. He said, and on the third day, I rose from the grave, hallelujah, with all power in my hands. He said, and I'm seated in heaven. I'm sitting on the right-hand side of the Father until the day of my return. He said, in a cloud of smoke coming after my bridegroom, which is the church, without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. And we know that that's a mouthful, but that's what God gave unto me to give to you. Hallelujah. You know, God is so good. I tell you, I just wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now, you know. And I know sometimes, you know, I put beautiful banners and posts up on my page, and a lot of times I don't get a lot of friendly, you know, likes, and so I take them down. Not that I'm buying down to anything or anyone, because the only person that I bow to is God. He's my creator, he's my Lord, he's my savior. He's also my employer, and I'm his employee. And I take all of my commands from him. So I'm not buying down to anyone. I just take it down, you know, to keep down any commotion. I just remove it. It's my choice. I can remove it or I can leave it there. But I choose to remove it just to keep peace. You know, God wants us to be peacemakers. He don't want us to be peace breakers. But God wants us to be peacemakers. He said, you know, to just be peace with all men. So I'm trying to create a peaceful atmosphere. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go on back into our program. And we know that, hallelujah, in the law of Psalm 61, we know that adversity caused the psalmist to become weary of life and to faint. And just like us, he hoped to find divine protection, hallelujah, from his adversity. Yet at times like this, God seems so far away. Nevertheless, the psalmist called out to God, as we often do because of God's promises and past records. Verse 3. He has been there for him in the past, and he expected no less now. In spite of the psalmist's knowledge of God's past performance in delivering him from adversity, perhaps he still has questions. For example, will he do it again? Or does my past conduct warrant him delivering me again? Or perhaps how long will I have to wait? At the close of this psalm, the writer expressed confidence in the protecting hands of the Lord and proclaimed, hallelujah, that he will sing praises unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. That's verse 8. And we know, like the psalmist, we often long to dwell in a place of complete safety. We too want to live in constant fellowship with God, like Peter. We want to build a tabernacle high above the suffering and helplessness that exists in the valley. Yet it is our Lord who leads us down the mountain to the valley. He alone is up to the task. And so our daily prayer should be, Lord, help me to make you the object of my hope and the basis of my truth. Please forgive me when I worry. Hallelujah. God do not want us worrying about anything, because worrying will not bring one white hair into our head. So we just don't worry but pray. Hallelujah. And we know that, hallelujah, Jesus. We know that Peter asked the believers, hallelujah, he said, to do not just in this passage, he writes the words of encouragement and exhortation to the elders and to the young men, and all of whom are part of the body of Christ, and who shares a common adversary, the devil. And we know that Peter called attention to the reality and the ruthlessness of his enemy. He said to be sober, and he said to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That's found in the law of Peter, hallelujah, First Peter 5 and 8 through 9. Hallelujah. And we know that in everybody's life, hallelujah, at some point in time, we know that the forecast will call for stormy weather. One is either in a storm or coming out of a storm or heading into a storm. Hallelujah. But we know that at some point, stormy weather will be in everyone's forecast. We know that the devil, our adversary, he seeks to use a storm to come between, hallelujah, God and his children, and would succeed more often, hallelujah, were it not for sincere followers like you and I of Jesus Christ, you that are steadfast in the faith. That's verse 9. And we know that stormy weather is inevitable. We know that the onslaughts of that adversary will occur as long as we seek to be faithful to the Lord. Hallelujah, which humble and sobriety, insightfulness, vigilant Christians, unity, and unfailing trust in our Lord. We can indeed keep on keeping on and even possess the power to plow. Then we can sing in the words, hallelujah, one of the songs of our struggle. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Keep on walking and keep on marching. And we would ask the Lord to enable us to possess the faith and trust to hold our hands, hallelujah, in the hands of our brothers and sisters in Christ, to empower us to let nothing come between you and I and our Lord, which would have me to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, who overcome the evil one. Hallelujah. So we know that I want to encourage your faith on tonight. I want you to be encouraged and to know that there exists a God. He is real. And he went to Calvary Cross to prove that in blood, in sweat, and in tears. And God cried out, it is finished. So God raised up out the grave on that third day. We know that the tomb could no longer hold him. And the Father reached down and just succumbed his Son back up into heaven, where he sits right now on the right-hand side of his Father. I want you to know that he's real. Just as sure as your parents are your parents, your children are your children, your doctor is your doctor. I'm here to encourage you that God is God. He's your God. All he's asking you to do is to just trust him. When you cannot trust him, trust Jesus. His word is true, and his word will not return back void. And we know that the Babylonians' army had Jerusalem surrounded, and we know that resistance was faltered. And Jeremiah the prophet had already warned the leaders that the city would fall. Now the language in prison for a prophesying the truth. Just as invasion was imminent, the Lord informed Jeremiah that one of his cousins was on the way to ask him to buy a piece of family property. God commanded Jeremiah to fulfill his cousin's request. That's found in the law of Jeremiah 32:7-8. What a time to pay good silver for land that would soon be in the hands of the enemy. All the known facts argued against this purchase. Hallelujah. But all the known facts are not all the facts. And all those proposals, verse 25, we're told that Jeremiah trusted God and bought the property. That's verse 9. Hallelujah. And the Lord assured him that despite the bleak outlook, the people would again own houses and fields and vineyards in the land, verse 15. And as people of this society, we often go through trying times. Some believers endure persecution. Others attempt to rebuild their lives after natural disaster. And we know, hallelujah, that many lives with disability and suffering, with little hope of recovery, the known facts are against them. But we know that God, who came down in person of Jesus, is on our side. We have a hope that does not disappear. The known facts are not all the facts. We know that the Lord above has kept you safe. Yes, all throughout the night. Why then should you awake so fear the things beyond your sight? All we've seen of God's provision teaches us to trust him for what is unseen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and to marinate your mind as I have brought unto you divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we come across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the conclusion of this selection bring out program, To Its End. Till we meet again, bye for now.
Give it to Jesus and watch it. He can work it out.